أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. Our focus is Surah Al-Baqarah, and before I go on to the first section in detail, I'd like to reiterate the 9 sections of Surah Al-Baqarah. I will do that with every talk, so it's etched into the mind. So there are 9 sections of Baqarah Learning Institution. The first section is to place oneself into 3 classes. Either one is a believer, that is someone who submits to divinity, or a kafir, which comes from the word kafara, one who covers up the truth of reality, or a hypocrite who portrays an identity contrary to his beliefs. In other words, he avoids facing the central issue of submission to Allah through iman and trust. And to avoid this confrontation, he claims to believe in Allah and the hereafter, but in truth does not, and mistakenly thinks that he has safely escaped this confrontation. So 3 classes. Next section, the director of the university, the sole authority, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator, the guide, the authenticity of the Quran is asserted as an invitation to submit to him. And then he takes you through the history of this institution. The third section looks at his first student, Prophet Adam alayhis-salam, the refusal of Iblis to obey divinity and his deception. The fourth section looks at the most challenging students of this institution, the Bani Israel. And it is from here that the name of the surah comes. The fifth section looks at the star student, this is Prophet Ibrahim, and his du'as and actions are found here. The sixth section is now we've looked at the history of the institution. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inaugurates a new class, in other words, a new nation with a change of Qibla, like a change of a new capital as well. And the class is identified as a middle nation. Exactly halfway through Surah Al-Baqarah is 286 ayat. Exactly the 143rd ayah says, Ummatun wasatan. Or Ummatan Wasatan, the middle nation. Then we go to the seventh section, which is the learning objectives or the syllabus for this new class. And the principles of law, personal and communal, are all here. The eighth section looks at advanced learning. This is smart investments, long-term investments. And it talks about the awesomeness of Allah in the most awesome ayah, which is Ayatul Kursi. And finally, the last section is Amuna Rasul, which reiterates the ethos of Al-Baqarah Learning Institution. It gives us our core beliefs and the du'as to maintain them. Let's now look at the first section and focus on it. So the surah starts with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Alif Lam Mim. And we've talked about Huruful Muqatti'at in the fourth talk. The second ayah is one I'd like to concentrate on because in essence it is really important. It sets the scene. Here Allah says, ذَلِكَ الْكَتَابِ, that book. You see, at the time of revelation of this ayah, the Qur'an was not in book form. So it was still being revealed. And Allah uses the word ذَلِكَ, not هَذَا, not this book. ذَلِكَ, that book. So it refers to the book that is already set, which is in the guarded tablet known as Lawh-e Mahfuz. So he says, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابِ, and you'll find in the Qur'an, where Qur'an is used, it will be هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ, this Qur'an. And the Qur'an comes from the Arabic word قَرَأَ, which is to recite, and to recite loudly. So when it refers to the Qur'an in the dunya, it is always هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ. The book is always referred to as ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابِ, that book in Lawh-e Mahfuz. So Allah says, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابِ, that book, لَا رَيْبَ فِي, there is no doubt in it. هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. هُدًى comes from هِدَايَة. هِدَايَة is a gift. And the greatest gift you could give a traveler in the desert, or anyone, is guidance. Guidance to their full potential. So here, هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ, a guidance for the muttaqeen. Muttaqeen comes from wikaya, one who protects. So it's a guidance from one who protects himself from anything that is not conducive to positive development. And note, the ayah doesn't say mu'mineen, it says muttaqeen. So it's referring to all humankind. Remember, the audience here was also the Bani Israel, there were the Christians in Medina, all of them. And it's referring to all of them. All of you who are conscious, who protect yourself from anything that stops you from positive development, will find this book as a guide to you. Now he describes five qualities of the muttaqin. The first one, الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ, those who recognize the intangible realities of life. Those who don't only limit themselves with the sensory aspects of life. So the first quality is those who are seeking reality in that which is not tangible. So الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ, they establish salah to strengthen this belief. He could have said وَيُسَلُّونَ الصَّلَاةِ. He doesn't. He says وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ, and it comes from قَامَ, which is to stand. Salah is from sila, which means connection. So in other words, they believe in the unseen and they strengthen their connection with divinity through salah, which is in essence the only way to bring about transformation. Third thing, or third quality, وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِكُونَ, and from what we have provided them, they spend out, they share. And it's a past tense, we have provided them. Everybody has been given something. Everybody has a skill set. All that is needed by and beneficial to humankind, whether material or abstract, such as knowledge, it's a provision. So whatever they are given, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, yunfiqoon. Now that word comes from the Arabic word nafaka or infaq. Infaq is to keep on spending, keep on sharing. Nafaka or nafika is a rabbit's tunnel. It has an entrance and an exit. So in other words, the concept is they deposit in the dunya by spending, by giving out, by sharing, only to find that they are able to withdraw multiple times in the akhirah. And in essence, when we're giving to someone, we're not giving to anyone but ourselves. Remember the wonderful hadith of Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam, when he was with his companions and they met somebody who was in need. Imam gave him everything he had and then he kissed his hand and said, "You are my muhsin. You have done ihsan. That means you have done me a favor." When the man walked away, the companion said, "Surely you got it wrong. You did him a favor." And Imam said, "No. Who is the one who will take my money, multiply it manifold times, and then deposit with the bank of Allah?" The same root word is used for munafiqun, the hypocrite, because he has two entrances as such as well. He's always keeping his options open, never committing to one thing, never wishing to seek to commit to anything. Smart investments like this is further elaborated in section 8. When we come to that, we'll have a look at it. And then the fourth quality, وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ وَمَا أُنزِلَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ. So, they are those who believe in that which was revealed to you, O Muhammad, and that which was revealed before you. The Quran contains lessons from all the previous prophets. And it's important to understand that Prophet Isa a.s. belongs to all of us, not just to the Christians. Prophet Musa a.s. belongs to all of us, not only to the Jews. All these prophets are to be revered and followed in the same way as we follow the last Prophet Muhammad s.a.w. And finally, وَبِالْ آخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ. The word used is يُوقِنُونَ from يَقِينَ. They are absolutely certain of a life after death, and therefore accountability. And when you really ponder about these five qualities, you find that it's this one that is the motivator for all the others. The certainty in the hereafter, the certainty in accountability. And finally he says, أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَىٰ هُدًى مِّن رَبِّهِمْ. These are those who are on the right course of guidance from their Rabb.
وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ and they shall be successful. Fallah is a farmer who has looked after his crop from planting the seeds to seeing them grow to harvesting them and finally seeing the success of the fruits of his labor. So in essence, it is those who put time and effort to see their success.
With this, we're taken back to Surah Al-Fatiha. اهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ. By avoiding what is harmful, you're able to follow the right, the true life transaction. And falah comes as a result.
We will look at the other two groups, which are the kafirun or the kuffar and the munafiqun tomorrow inshallah. Having said that, this section has 20 ayat. Five of them focus on the muttaqin. Two of them only on the kuffar. And finally, 13 on the munafiqun.
More tomorrow, inshallah.